This is the day that the Lord has made. Lord, direct our thoughts, help us to pray, and lift up our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Spirit of God fills the whole world. The processional hymn, Come Sing the Praise of Jesus. Welcome, everybody, to the Church of the Ascension. For this all-age service of prayer and thanksgiving, first of all, for the role of children in our parish, and also on this Father's Day, we remember the role of all who have responsibility for the upbringing of children, and in particular, all fathers. But firstly, let us call to mind all that is amiss in our lives, those occasions when we could have acted better but didn't, where we could have served more faithfully but haven't, and seek God's strength and guidance to do better. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us kneel and confess our sins to God our Father. O God, our loving Father in heaven, we confess that we have sinned against you. We have broken your commandments. We have often been selfish, and we have not loved you as we should. For these and all our sins, forgive us, we pray, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven, your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Let us praise God for his mercy.
And give thanks to him for his goodness.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The hymn, Jesus' Love is Very Wonderful.
Jesus' love is very wonderful.
God, the strength of all those who put their trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers. And because through the weakness of our mortal nature we can do no good thing without you, grant us the help of your grace, that in the keeping of your commandments we may please you both in will and deed, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 8, beginning at verse 40. Now when Jesus returned, the crowd welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. Just then there came a man named Jairus, a leader of the synagogue. He fell at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter, about 12 years old, who was dying. While he was still speaking, someone came from the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher any longer." When Jesus heard this, he replied, "Do not fear. Only believe, and she will be saved." When he came to the house, he did not allow anyone to enter with him except Peter, John, and James, and the child's father and mother. They were all weeping and wailing for her. But he said, "Do not weep, for she is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But he took her up by the hand and called out, "Child, get up." Her spirit returned, and she got up at once. Then he directed them to give her something to eat. Her parents were astounded, but he ordered them to tell no one what had happened.
Thank you.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Now, as I mentioned at the start of the service, this is Father's Day. Now, it doesn't have the same religious significance as Mothering Sunday, which goes back a long time, over hundreds of years, when Mothering Sunday was associated with paying a visit to the mother church of the diocese, which was usually the cathedral, and also those young people in service in the big houses were allowed some time off on Mothering Sunday afternoon to visit their parents, and in particular their mothers. Father's Day came much, much later, really originating in the commercial world until it was only 50-odd years ago in the United States of America that the then President Richard Nixon declared it a formal observance in the life of America, and of course it has spread to other countries as well, including our own. So, as I say, it may not have the same religious origins, but nonetheless, it's a day we do well to remember. And to help us do that, now, I was hoping there might have been a few more young people to help me with this, but not to worry. I'll hold these up and hope you see it. I have, can you make that out? I'm sure you can. The letter F. And my purpose in showing that, it's the first letter of the word Father. And the word that strikes me when we see the first letter of the word Father would be the word forgiving. A quality I think all dads, and I'm sure mums too, need in abundance in the daily routines of family life. Even when we do something wrong or disobey something they've said or asked us to do, that person is willing to forgive us. Now, again, I'm quite sure the choir knows which letter is coming next, but I'll show it to them anyway, as indeed all of you. F-A. A is for, in this context, I thought of the word attentive. There are times when we're very young, or maybe not so young, that we need someone to talk to. Something may be troubling us in school, something may be bothering us about a friend that we know is not keeping particularly well or seems bothered, anything. When we need someone to talk to, this person, our dad, is willing to listen to what we have to say. F.A. Next letter. T. F.A.T. And would you believe this is the word I have associated with the letter T in relation to fatherhood? Would you believe, Hilary? Teacher. And our Father teaches us, along with our mother, of course, the most important lessons of our life, teaching us right from wrong. He teaches us by example how to love one another. Very easy to be tempted to do the wrong thing, and the chances are we might well do that if it weren't for the intervention and example of our fathers and our mothers. We're getting there. H, F-A-T-H, and the word this morning that I associate with that is helpful. I've already said that this person, our dad, helps us to make the most important decisions we face each day. He may offer advice, not telling us what to do, but suggesting how we might approach something or other, or somebody. We might take that advice, we might not. But he is always a good listener, listens to what we have to say, and is always there to help us. E, we're getting there, second last letter. E, do you think of your dad as energetic? No matter how tired he is, this person always seems to find the energy to do things with us and for us. Last but not least, the letter R. R for ready. This person is always ready to reach out in love to us. He is ready to do whatever we need. Our dad, our father. Now, unfortunately, it's a fact that not every household nowadays, not every family has a father in their home. But we have a heavenly Father who wants to do all of these things for us. After all, that is what earthly fathers like those in church this morning use as their example. And just to expand a little bit more on the role of fatherhood. The dictionary has many meanings to the word father. I'll just mention a few of them. The first, a father can be a man who has a child. Secondly, he can be someone who begins something Thirdly, he can be an older man. Or fourthly, he can be one of the leaders of a city council or country borough. Yes, sometimes a father can be one's real dad, or maybe a stepdad, or someone who treats us as though he were our dad. In whatever role of fatherhood, he does special things with us that we like to do. Maybe he takes you camping or on special trips or plays football with you or takes you shopping at the pound shop. Or maybe, as the summer weather advances, enables us and will get us an ice cream cone. Maybe he teaches you to do things like ride a bike, how to fish, how to fix something. Maybe he reads Bible stories to you and teaches you about God. Of all the things a dad can teach you, perhaps that is the most important. So, before I finish, let me refer to a Bible story about an older man who became like a father to a young man. The older man's name was Paul, who we came to know as St. Paul, and the young man's name was Timothy. The Bible doesn't tell us anything about Timothy's real dad. It just tells us about his mom, Eunice, and his grandmother, Lois. And in the second letter of Timothy, there are verses which tell us that his grandmother, Lois, was the first one of his family who loved God. And then his mother loved God. And then Timothy, following their example, loved God. We don't know who Timothy's dad was, but we know that Paul, an older man, wrote letters to Timothy and taught him about God. He was like a father to him, and we read that he even told him what to do when he had a stomachache. He also told him not to pay attention to the people that were saying that he was too young to do anything for God. There's another story about a leader in the city being like a father. In that story, Samuel was a young boy when his mother took him up to the temple, a building like a church, to be taught by the priest and preacher Eli. Eli taught Samuel how to listen to God, and he grew from a young boy into a very great man of God because of how he learned to listen to God. The psalm says, as a father to the fatherless, a defender of the widows, is God in his holy dwelling. There are some words people used in the Bible when they would pray to God. They would say, Abba, which means very simply, Daddy or Father. God, of course, is our perfect Father. We can trust him completely, and he wants us to talk to him like we would with our dad or with a good friend here on earth. We call that praying. Praying is just talking to God like you talk to anyone else. He loves us so much, he wants us to love him too. And so, let us pray. Father, we thank you for letting us be here to celebrate Father's Day today. Thank you for putting people in our lives that can be like a father to us. Most of all, thank you for being our Heavenly Father. Thank you for loving us as we want to love you too. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you please stand? We respond to the ministry of God's word by affirming our faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father?
I believe God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in God the Son? Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
We sing, He's got the whole world in His hand. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, sister, in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the tiny little baby in his hands. He's got the tiny little baby in his hands. He's got the tiny little baby in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got everybody here in his hands. He's got everybody here in his hands. He's got everybody here in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. Father, we thank you for our homes and families, for our food and clothing, and for all the joy that fathers, mothers, and children can share. Be with us where people see us at our best and at our worst. We ask that your love may surround us, your care protect us, and that you may know your peace at all times. Lord, in your mercy. Forgive us when jealousy, greed, temper, or pride disturb the peace of a home or family. Help us to find the right words with the right actions to soothe and heal the hurt. Forgive us when we quarrel. Help us to forgive others. Help others to forgive us. Lord, in your mercy.
Yes.
Father, you made us to live together in families. Grant to all parents wisdom and understanding in the upbringing of their children, that as they grow in stature, so too they may learn to love you more day by day. Lord, in your mercy. Today, O Lord, remember for good all our friends. Thank you for those with whom we play day by day, as well as those who are far away. Bless those too whom we find it hard to be friends with, and make us true friends to one another and to the Lord Jesus Christ, the friend of sinners. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, look in love on all our neighbors. Keep them from all harm. Deepen our friendship with them, and may we grow in love of you, our Savior and our friend. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Christ, our unseen yet eternal friend, the giver of true friendship, the guardian of our love, we pray for all our absent friends and loved ones, wherever in our great world be. Bless them with the fullness of your grace and power. You know the pain and loneliness of being separated. As we link our hands in yours, grant us to know the strength and peace of your presence and the sheltering warmth and comfort of your love. Lord, in your mercy. God our Father, we thank you for the times of rest from the normal daily round. However we spend our holiday this summer, may we be enabled to find the threefold recreation of body, mind, and spirit that will strengthen us for our service in the days that lie ahead. Lord, in your mercy. God our Father, we ask your blessing on all children dear to us and those for whom we have responsibility. Grant that they may grow up healthy and strong, wise and good, in the knowledge of your love and in the service of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Gathering all our prayers and praises into one, we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Okay, I'll ask Heather to help me here. This is the point at which we recognize the role that the members of our Sunday school have had in the parish over the year. Now, unfortunately, there aren't very many out today to receive their prizes. They will, of course, be passed on. But we have at least two, if they'd like to come up. Holly and Joshua, and there's no hesitancy there. Good for you. That's a good boy. Yes, energetic. You'll be a good dad one day. Is it? Yeah. Congratulations. Congratulations, Holly. Okay. And it's an opportunity for me, on behalf of us all, to thank our Sunday school teachers. Jackie, Jill, and Heather, who very faithfully, week by week, ensure that our young people are taught in Sunday school. It's a time-consuming task, and maybe it doesn't always receive the recognition it is due, but I certainly would like to assure each of our teachers how much their role is valued, and we look forward to starting again in September, the first Sunday in September. We sing the hymn, Our Father, we have wandered and hidden from your face. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you emptied yourself, taking the form of a servant. Lord Jesus Christ, for our sake, you became poor. Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives as well as our worship be always pleasing in your sight. For the for this glory of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Sunday next, the second Sunday after Trinity, morning prayer at 10 o'clock, and at 3:30 next Sunday, evening prayer, which will be attended by members of Legacurry LOL. The recessional hymn, Eternal Father, Lord of Life.
Lord of life.
power of God, hold and lead us.